Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to cover the latest TSA, legislative, and financial news, but I want to continue with your calls. Love the directions you're taking us in. Bob in Idaho, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. I'm angry. I have my own TSA horror story from 2 days ago, Monday.
Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we were scheduled to fly out of Spokane, Washington, and lo and behold, they had just installed one of those full-body scanners on Saturday, which we did not know about. And when we got to the airport, take off our shoes and all that other crap and go up, and they were running everybody through the full body scanner. They were not giving them an option.
Now, let me stop you. I want to hear your story, but I want to explain something. This is all Pavlovian dog training. They admit it. First, it's only a few airports to train the cadres of people to learn how folks resist it. Then it goes into 20-30, then 100. They plan to have these in over 200, all the major airports, then in the shopping malls, then in the schools. It's all been announced. And it's about training their people, training you. The TSA admits that soon everyone will be forced. The El Paso Times reported a few months ago, everyone there is being forced. So, yes, this is all incremental because they know psychology. They know the average person goes, well, mine doesn't have it yet, so I'm not going to fight back. And by the time you get involved, they've now set the precedent. Sorry, tell us your story.
That's okay. It's in my opinion, it's the same Nazi dehumanization program that the Nazi used on the Jews, and they're doing it to us, the general public. But they were telling everybody to go through the body scanner. My wife and I opted out. Actually, when we opted out, there was about 40% of the people that said, no, we won't do it. They took us over.
That's key. So you were the first person to trigger because people were just in that sheep mode. Imagine if somebody going into the gas chambers all naked, stripped down, would have said no, or going into the pits to be shot in the back of the head. So as soon as you say no, suddenly others find courage.
You bet. Well, they sent us over to this little gate, an agent, the TSA. I feel the TSA stands for too stupid for Arby's. The agent was explaining what he was going to do, and I asked him, I says, how does it feel to be violating the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution? And one of their clowns was right behind me, and he says, well, you know, as soon as you walked through that gate and came into our secure area, you lost some of your constitutional rights. And I turned around and I said, F you, you and I don't have a conversation, turned my back on him.
Well, let me expand on that. We actually have the law, and I knew it was civil because I'd read it years ago. In 2002, they just seized the airports, and the airports agreed to it. But see, it's quasi-public, so people call them officers. They're not sworn officers. They're hired agents who are creating a precedence for overturning the entire rule of law. Airports don't even have to have the TSA there. So it's all made up. So their argument is you don't have to use this, but the lawsuits need to be launched, and no one's done this yet, in that taxpayer money is used to build those airports. So once taxpayer money is used for a facility, and there's hundreds of federal and state cases on this, they can no longer restrict constitutional rights or free speech on those facilities. I'm sure you've heard about government buildings or sports stadiums where people get arrested out front handing out political literature or wearing T-shirts, and then they lose the lawsuit because taxpayer funds were used in the building of it. So this is all a color of law fraud. How did this end, Bob?
Well, we went to the enhanced pat-down area. It's in public. The guy explained what he's going to do, and I told him, if you do anything what I feel is wrong, I'm stepping back. We're leaving. He was very careful with me. The woman was not very careful with my wife. She
stay there. Stay there. I want to hear about the rape down on the other side here in Airstrip 1.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the former senator and a Rhodes Scholar, which is subversive to the American sovereignty? William Fulbright stated in 1964 that national sovereignty could no longer serve a nation with loyalty from its citizens. The new responsibility of the citizen is to become a world citizen with a world view. This has been the track record of many senators, House of Representative members, presidents, and vice presidents ever since Harry Truman. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. It watches world news in the light of Bible prophecy. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're already into hour number three, and that's why I don't take a lot of calls. Once I start, I can't stop. It's like bonbons or potato chips. I love talking to you. You're so great. I don't get into all the info, but it doesn't matter. Callers just bring up other info that's just as important. I got a clip coming up, Representative John Duncan, former chairman of the House Aviation Subcommittee. He's about to become that again, or maybe even higher level, because the Republicans are coming back in. He really blasts him and points out Chertoff, somebody in his own party, has got a sweetheart deal. This is what I like seeing, people getting out of their partisanship, attacking corruption wherever you see it. I mean, that's not hard to do. Just start attacking corruption like Ron Paul does, no matter where you see it. And when you're not lying and when you're just doing what's right, life is a lot easier than having to be a scallywag and having to remember all the different lies and having to keep it all together. So that's coming up in a minute. Okay, so Bob in Idaho, you were talking about your wife and you were going through the new body scanner. You refused. So they gave you the grope down, which they admit is designed to make you do the scanner, the radiation bather. And they do record your naked body. They've been caught lying about that. But you said they were not as careful with your wife. Tell us about that.
Right. The woman that was patting her down, I'll say, touched her groin four times. Not once, not twice, four times.
Why do you think that woman works there? She likes it.
Oh, I understand. Now, my wife is a normal, she's normally a quiet woman, but she cussed that woman out more than once. And it traumatized my wife, and she was finally able to settle down today. 2 days later.
Well, think how it's traumatizing the TSA, but we know from internal TSA reports that they call them in and they say, do you mind grabbing genitals? Do you mind sticking your hand in? Do you mind putting people through the radiation systems? And if they have any qualms, they go, thank you, your review is finished. And then when they get their paycheck a week later, pink slip, you're laid off. So they're building an army. That's why the government does these secret bio tests and chemical tests, killing foster children, troops, and others, is not to test the weapons. They know what they do. It's to create these cadres. Can you imagine the sizes of these armies of death that they've got? I mean, these armies of goons at every level. That's why we're in so much trouble.
And we are currently looking for a class action suit to join.
Because well, I think they've kicked off some of those class action suits, and the ACLU's talking about one, so let's do it. Well, I'm sorry your wife's upset. Just start fighting the New World Order full time. And, Bob, this is a big wake-up call for everybody. And sometimes you got to make dictators act like dictators before folks finally wake up. God bless you. Let's play this Representative John J. Duncan talking about, and he's the former head of the Aviation Subcommittee. He's about to be the head again now that the Republicans are back in. Here he is blasting Chertoff, who makes money off the machines that he ordered while he was in power. Now, if that isn't illegal, I don't know what is. That's kind of like Henry Paulson getting tens of millions of dollars of bonus money out of Goldman Sachs, which he headed up. But as Treasury Secretary, he gave it to himself, and they said, Congressman Stern said, where did you get the waiver for that? And he said, oh, I got it from the Treasury. And they said, who was the head of the Treasury? Well, I am. That'd be like if a bank president said, I gave myself a waiver to have an armed robbery of the bank. But they just do it. But this is all starting to come out, the absurdity. And they do it all in the name of authority. And, well, we're the bosses. No, you're not the bosses. You're a bunch of slimy scum. It's over. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
Mr. Speaker, a nationwide revolt is developing over the body scanners at the airports, and it should. Hundreds of thousands of frequent flyers who fly each week are upset about getting these frequent doses of radiation. Parents are upset about being forced to have their children radiated or being touched inappropriately by an unrelated adult. There is already plenty of security at the airport, but now we are going to spend up to $300 million to install 1,000 scanners. This is much more about money than it is about security. The former Secretary of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, represents Rapiscan, the company which is selling these scanners to his former department. Far too many federal contracts are sweetheart insider deals. Companies hire former high-ranking federal officials, and then, magically, those companies get hugely profitable federal contracts. The American people should not have to choose between having full-body radiation are a very embarrassing, intrusive pat-down every time they fly as if they were criminals. We need a little more balance and common sense on this.
But I thought we liked a police state. We liked this fetish of being scared of the Muslims. I mean, let's say 9/11 was really a Muslim job. 15 of the 19 come from Saudi Arabia. We invade Iraq and Afghanistan. There's no WMDs. They lied about that. Came out in the White House memos that Bush wanted to shoot down a U.S. airplane or have it shot down to blame it on Saddam. We know they staged these events. But even if it was real terror, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning, a better chance of grounding, a better chance of dying in a car wreck, a better chance of getting rare cancer. But it's so scary, and the media hypes it. It's this perception. And we're sacrificing all of our liberties on the altar of it. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And there's more than one way to skin a Nazi-like thug. And the way to go after Chertoff, Herr Chertoff, is to point out that, A, he's a dual citizen of Israel. His parents were Mossad spies. That's a big issue. You shouldn't have somebody head of Homeland Security that's a known spy. Kind of like... what's his name now running for mayor up in Chicago? Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. I mean, his mommy and daddy were ear gun commanders staging terror attacks. I mean, the point is, that's one way to go after these guys because it's wrong what they've done. But, I mean, we shouldn't have former KGB bosses, you know, running our country or Chinese spies running it. I mean, I'm into sovereignty. But the bigger issue is you go after them for these sweetheart deal insider contracts. You know, they're sending Rangel up the river for pretty petty stuff like trying to avoid some taxes. And I'm not saying that's good because he's a big tax and spender, or, you know, using funds out of an account to pay for lawyers. I mean, big deal. I'm not saying Rangel's good. The point is, why don't we go after Chertoff? Why don't we go after Halliburton and all its corruption? Why don't we go after DynCorp? Why don't we go after the Federal Reserve? Why don't we go after the real crooks? Why, for 11 years, did the Securities and Exchange Commission know exactly what Bernie Madoff was doing and protecting? Because the big crooks are protected. And I'll say it, Chertoff is a crook. He's violating our Bill of Rights and Constitution. He went along with tyranny. He went along with corruption. He covered up the truth about 9/11 as Homeland Security head. Ridge admitted that their agency routinely issued fake terror alerts. We know that continued under Chertoff. That's a violation of the Patriot Act, issuing fake terror alerts. And he began the lobbying and the orders for the first naked scanners that went in before he even left office, and now he heads the company up. So let's go after him. Let's start talking about Herr Chertoff. We've been talking about this for years. Now it's all over the news. Now it's the top link on the Drudge Report. This is more like it, the Drudge Report going after Chertoff. That's what I like. I like seeing Matt Drudge not be just a Republican and be a real populist. Let's go after all of them together. Let's go after Hillary. Let's go after Obama. Let's go after Bush. Let's go after Cheney. Let's go after Chertoff. Let's go after Bloomberg. Bloomberg, give me a break with all his offshore corporations and the rest of it. Let's go after all of them. Let's go after all the hypocrites. Bloomberg hadn't found a tax he didn't love. Meanwhile, he's got most of his money offshore. Google pays 2.4% tax. Middle-class companies pay 40%. I pay 40% corporate tax. I pay supposedly 35% personal. It's more like 45. There's nothing enough for these people. If I made more money, it'd go to these employees. It'd go to hiring more people. I don't get 111 waivers like Jack in the Box and McDonald's. If I want to start a hamburger place, I'm not going to get the waivers on insurance. So I'm not going to be able to pay the people a good wage and get them insurance. I'm going to go out of business. But McDonald's and Walmart, they're going to be able to lower prices and put me out of business. That's how this tyranny works. It's all about the big mega corporations being above the law and Google being government run. Google's a criminal organization. Indict them for all their admitted crimes, illegal spying. Bloomberg's got illegal offshore corporations. Indicting. Chertoff's illegal. Indicting. Indict, 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 indict. I don't want a lawless revolution. I want to take our governments back, our state legislatures back. I want to indict all these people and let a jury see the evidence. And then we'll take all the marijuana smokers out of the prisons who've done nothing wrong but are good at making license plates and furniture and driving down wages. They work for average 25 cents an hour. All you idiots that say make prisoners work. Fools. You watch Shawshank Redemption? That's how the real world works, even though it's fiction. That's the truth hiding in fiction. And let's stick all these people in the prisons. Let's give them trials, juries, everything. We got plenty of room for them. You want a nice prison? Here it is. Let me tell you, you start busting 10, 15, 20, they're going to start rolling over on each other, and you'll see a huge rout. This, the whole house of cards will just fall down. Does that mean we'll be in Valhalla, some type of heavenly utopia? No. The corruption will start right back over. And we've all got an appetite for corruption. And there's a lot of people in the system that make money out of the corruption. You've got to decide, do you want total tyranny or do you want to have liberty? And you've got to decide what type of country and world you want to live in. These people are committing crimes right out in the open. If you try to set up an offshore corporation and pay 2.4% corporate tax, you're going to prison. Let's say you're making $1 million a year. That's mainly who they bust. Those thousands of Swiss bank accounts they grabbed, on average, they're a little over a million. They're not grabbing the billions. They're not grabbing the U.S. generals with all their accounts. No. They're not investigating the $4 trillion now missing from the Pentagon the last 10 years. They're investigating little guys.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Getting moving, or I'll never get to this news, and it's all off the charts. Paul Watson's got a new article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Who knows if it's destined to the Drudge Report? I think it's important. DHS source, TSA infuriated with coverage of National backlash. Because if they fail here, their federal goon takeover beachhead, they will fail on every front. This is like Hitler in Leningrad, that year and a half battle. And the Russians knew and the Nazis knew whoever won that battle would win the war. And the tide is turning at Leningrad against the Nazis. And I'm not in this analogy saying the Soviets were good, but the point is, you get what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and it was two evil groups fighting each other. But I do use the analogy of Hitler's Barbarossa. You know, the TSA is Hitler, and if they win here, it's going to be a harder fight. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Noah in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've got a friend here in Oklahoma. He's an Oklahoma Highway Patrolman, and he kind of keeps me informed of what's going on, and he lets me have his old editions of a magazine called Law Officer. And he said, you know, just read some of these articles in here, and you'll see. And he actually is the one that turned me on to you. And so I said, man, at least I got one patriot out here. But he gave me the November issue. It's the, let's see here, Volume 6 of Law Officer, and I think it's lawofficer.com, and it's all about how in Pennsylvania the FEMA has just trained a big group of, you know, law enforcement agents that, I mean, I don't have time to go through the whole article, but that's just for your information, and then I wanted to tell you about something else that he's kind of turned me on to.
Well, it came out in Pennsylvania. They were using an Israeli company illegally to even spy on the legislature. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just off the chart secret spy grids with these fusion centers who aren't even federal run. They're foreign government run. But no, I mean, get into this law enforcement publication, because I remember right before 9/11 reading the law enforcement publications off the shelf, saying how great torture was, and would you torture a child to get a terrorist to answer questions, and how it was good. They're trying to warp the minds of police. So tell me about the issue, and then tell me what the law enforcement publication said was going on in Pennsylvania.
Well, basically, he gave it to me, and I haven't had time to read the entire thing. I'm still at work right now.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
The name of it is, and I have one more thing to tell you.
Go ahead.
It's on page 10, and it's called Getting Ready. And what I just kind of skimmed through it, kind of sped read through it, but what I got out of it was they're getting ready, not for men in turbans, but they're getting ready for political get-togethers and the right to assemble. It's all about us.
No. That's the bait. Of course, that's the bait and switch. They tell you it's for turban men. The whole time, even back under Bush, it's all about gun owners, conservatives, land rights people, because they got rid of Glass-Steagall, the Republicans and Democrats together. They know they're getting ready to get rid of Social Security. They know they're getting ready to take your pension funds. They know they're getting ready to devalue your money. They're bringing us into economic slavery. And so they're getting you ready for the cops to mow you down on the streets. And so, of course, they're training the cops. Look, you have this hatred of the Muslim. They're going to get you. And they go, now you've been trained as an attack dog to attack the Muslim dummy. Now we're going to take the turban off and put a John Deere cap on the dummy. Well, the dog is still going to attack the guy with a John Deere hat. Okay? And so that's it, period. The police are now being turned into literal NKVD ring wraiths of hell.
Sure. So, and then I had one more thing for you. This guy that I'm talking about, he told me that he actually had a home birth. His wife has had their child at home, and he said that to avoid all this blood taking and everything, find you a trusted midwife who you just absolutely trust, and you can have your baby at home if you're physically fit and you got the financial means. But that is a way to keep your child out of this system. I mean, they're not even required to get a Social Security number. Look on their website. It's voluntary. So keep your children out of the system and pull them out of these dead-gum schools.
Absolutely, and stop giving your money to the Fortune 100. Great points. Appreciate that call. That guy was very evil. Did you hear him talking about freedom, and he's got a law enforcement publication? No. It's called Getting Ready. Is he still there? What was the name of the publication? Did he ever give us the name? I think he did briefly at the start. It doesn't matter. I read it everywhere. Yeah, no. This whole thing's for us, as you notice at the airport. And they're now saying the Muslims will be exempt, of course, from all the searches. Of course. I mean, come on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct wholesale pricing.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, I've got some really good news for everybody. I've heard the state police in Texas criticizing the naked body scanners because they don't like their genitals being grabbed. Well, here's one out of ABC News. DA promises to prosecute overly touchy pat-downs. Yeah. You got a bunch of federal security guards now saying they're going to stick your hands in the pants. See, that way, oh, you don't like us patting on the outside? We're going inside your pants. See how this works? See how it's always more, more, more? That way, okay, we won't go in your pants, just the outside. And then we're going to do a proctology exam. Okay, we won't do that. We're just going to do the pat inside the pants. The San Mateo District Attorney's Office has a warning to all TSA personnel that the SFO, anyone inappropriately touching a passenger during a security pat-down will be prosecuted. That's the incoming DA, Steve Wagstaff, says any complaints of inappropriate touching during an airport screening pat-down will land on his desk. And they go on to say they will prosecute. See, just because the feds hire a bunch of minimum wage 7-Eleven clerks and tell them that they're allowed to grab our junk, doesn't mean they just get to do it. And I don't care if you claim there might be a crime. There are muggings and murders almost every day in the town I live in of a million people. Do we have checkpoints at every corner to stop it? No. Life is dangerous. I've seen the statistics that more people die every year in the U.S. from honeybee stings than they do from terrorism. Do we have checkpoints at every field and little body scanners for the bees to fly through and FBI most wanted with honeybees photos and everyone's scared and, oh, my gosh, we've got to federalize everything or the honeybees will get us? It's a psychological fetish or mental illness to just obsess on the Arabs and how they're going to get us. Arm the pilots. We can't do that. They might shoot somebody. Oh, they can fly the big plane that they could crash. But what if a pilot goes crazy? That's life. Maybe we should put a brain chip in the pilot to make sure he can't do that. I mean, where does this end? Where does this level of oppression end? So our big story up on Drudge today, drudgereport.com, TSA hit with lawsuits as revolt explodes, goes over all that. TSA chief defends new pat-down procedure. They go on and admit that, yes, it is more invasive. Here's Associated Press. TSA boss, new pat-downs are more invasive. She just said Monday that they weren't. She said, we've always been doing these. George Soros is profiting off the new controversial TSA scanners, owns a big part of the company. Of course he does. I mean, it's all part of the inside fun. So we've got all of those key reports. They also admit now they want to save the TSA scans to use them for biometrics. We told you that a long time ago. I mean, the pushback. Penn Jillette is talking about them trying to put their hands in his pants, and the cop at the airport wanted to arrest him. So, see, this is all about common law. They're just trying to, with precedent, normalize all of these activities. Okay, continuing here, the German Interior Minister, Thomas de Maizière, on Wednesday warned that government had indications Islamists were planning terror attacks in Germany later this month. Germany's being asked to give tens of billions more to the private banks in the name of bailing out Greece and Portugal, which always just makes it worse. It's mathematically impossible to pay back through fractional reserve banking. It's made up money. It's meant to, you know, leave the banks, the private super banks owning everything. And so, oh my gosh, they need to pass this bailout. And, Al-Qaeda! Al-Qaeda's going to hit. It's always when the naked body scanners are going in, or right when the head of British Airways says remove them, that the toner cartridges get mailed by Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted guy hanging out at the Pentagon, commanding all these attacks, the Christmas Day, the Fort Hood, the Times Square. And oh, right on time, oh, you don't want to give the bankers even more of your money? You don't want to have your pensions cut? I'm afraid Al-Qaeda is about to hit. Mm-hmm. And we've got all these former Clinton people saying Obama needs a terror attack so he can act strong. I mean, they're just out in the open like we're stupid. There is information from our foreign partners that planned attacks are allegedly to be carried out at the end of November, he said in Berlin, describing a new situation. They have burned our Reichstag. We must take your rights now. They have burned the... that was this 80-year-old script. 77-year-old script. Let me go back. There is information from our foreign partners that planned attacks are allegedly to be carried out at the end of November, he said in Berlin, describing a new situation regarding the Islamist threat towards the nation.
There is reason to be worried, but no reason to panic. Don't worry, we are in control, he said, mentioning concrete leads being followed by the authorities. Is that like the London Guardian and Der Spiegel have reported that every white supremacist group that has carried out firebombings and attacks is commanded and run by German secret police? Kind of like Hal Turner, the top FBI secret agent, confirmed that I told you 10 years ago was a Fed attacking me every day, sicking all the mindless Nazis on me. I told you he was FBI. He is. The same Germans who run the white supremacists, so they have an excuse to take all the free speech in Deutschland. They know what they're doing. But then when Kurt Waldheim, the SS officer out of Austria, when he becomes UN head, they defend it, because real Nazis are no problem. Even the New York Times has had to now admit that the rat line and paperclip was much bigger and that Joseph Mengele was protected. You see, we don't care about real Nazis, but if you don't want government-run eugenics care, we're going to call you one. If you don't want to give us all your money, we're going to call you one, and you are politically correct, so you will roll over and do what we say. It's so much fun to do it. All right, I'm sorry. It's transforming from a German accent to a Mexican accent. You gotta laugh at this stuff or you'd cry. We're going to protect you real good. Oh, God. I told you this a long time ago. The Pentagon official reports say they're never leaving Iraq. The last troops will leave except for embassies in 2024. Obama envoy secretly promised to keep troops in Iraq after 2011 until at least 2014. Well, we told you that. It's all fake. But, hey, it feels good to be a fake liberal, so enjoy it. Continuing here with some of the other news, Bloomberg is shilling for carbon tax to fight terror. Oh, Mayor Bloomberg, I like him. Oh, yeah. Ugh. He knows how to treat the little people, tell them what to do and how to behave. I always dreamed of being a dictator, being worshipped like Hitler at Nuremberg or even Jesus. Remember, for thousands of years. Remember that Rolling Stone interview? ADL gives him awards. Oh, you like Hitler? Here's an award. Mayor Bloomberg claims he doesn't like either party. Give me a break. NATO chief says there's no alternative to staying in Afghanistan, even though the CFR says we better get out of there. Just like General Hamid Ghul has told you on this show, just like Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer's told you here on this show, this is an operation to produce drugs, black hole to pump money into, and so the bankers don't care. They're going to keep our troops there, but they're going to get routed. Nothing can stop that. So a lot of empires go to Afghanistan to die. And I guess that's where this empire is going to die. I guess this Afghan-Pakistan thing is our Barbarossa. But I say our. This isn't our military, our government. I care about the average troops. But supporting the troops means not putting them into fake, false wars. But nowadays, it's this fake patriotism of, oh, send them a phone card. You know, don't get mad about them having to pay for their own medical care. Don't get mad about the government stealing their death benefits. Or don't get mad about, no, just feel good and run a flag up on your front yard. I got a bunch of other news here that I haven't even gotten into yet. Get your hands off me, TSA. These airport so-called security measures amount to state-sponsored sexual harassment. And that's an article out of the London Guardian. Oh, very informative. Let me get into this bill. A few months ago, we thought we'd beaten it. And the problem is they're trying to ram the DREAM Act through to legalize more illegal aliens. They already get in-state tuition, all part of the bankrupting of the country, out in California and other states. And again, it wouldn't even be so bad if we weren't going bankrupt and if Mexico hadn't lost wars with us and if they didn't teach the people in Mexico that the U.S. belongs to them. I mean, that's why kids in California, even Hispanic kids, can't have American flags on their backpacks or they get sent home from school because the illegal aliens are so offended by it, it's like a vampire seeing a cross.
I mean, why wouldn't Mexicans from Mexico want to be Americans instead of Mexicans? Nothing against the, quote, culture of being Latino or whatever. But, I mean, Mexico is a failed joke. But again, political correctness. Oh, I'm sorry, I won't wear my American flag. Here, jerk American flags down at post offices all over the country and run up Mexican flags and kidnap a bunch of us and do whatever you want. And then, yes, sir, I'll do whatever you say. How did I just get off into that? The point is, Senate Bill S-510, Food Safety Modernization Act vote imminent. And I saw this from Natural News yesterday, and I thought, hopefully that isn't right, even though Mike Adams is, you know, paramount research, and I totally respect him. And then I heard the celebrations by the Wicked Ones on NPR today, by the Rockefeller-George Soros operation, about how they're going to protect our food. Yeah, they authorize all the GMO. No studies on the salmon, they just authorize it. They authorize corn, that in all the studies, the GMO corn varieties cause organ failure in all the rodents. And that's just confirmed, and they just don't care. But, you know, they have some big mega agribusiness. Almost all the problems are from big mega agri. I mean, I saw reports back in the late 90s of Tyson Chicken would have thousands of violations at one plant, and then their competition would have one violation and be shut down. That's how this works. And this, if you read the bill, we've done it on air. You can go read S-510, Senate Bill 510. And it says right there in it that it just gives them unlimited authority to do whatever they want. They go, well, don't worry, we're not going to enforce this on everybody. It says any preparation, including slicing a tomato, you're not allowed to do it. And remember what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? They said, you might be growing marijuana in your backyard. We want license or inspections to make sure preemptively you're not growing marijuana. And there's all these moves, oh, let's arrest kids or send police out that are selling cupcakes or lemonade, or let's give $1 million fines for garage sales. They don't want any underground economy. Let's raid a health food store. Let's raid a farmer's market with cops saying, get your hands up. You know, all those videos we've shown. Just, oh, my God, these people. I mean, we've got to do it. And so Senate Bill 510, but look, even if they pass this, don't put up with it. Ignore them. But it's designed. I mean, even the FDA tells the farmers, get big or get out. You know, get into big agribusiness, consolidate, work for the big agribusiness, or get out. The IRS is getting rid of exemptions for hobby farmers. Most people that are still farmers in the U.S. that are small, like my family, have a few cows for the tax exemption to keep the property, the agri exemption, and grow a few crops to just try to get the money to pay the property taxes. And you still lose money. So everybody in my family that still lives on the farm or the ranch, we've got your different family pieces all in the same area, they all work at the gas station or at the power plant or for the power company or at the prison. And they have the talks every year, and over time people get cancer and stuff. They got to sell their land, you know, pay for the bills or whatever. And they talk about, you know, what do? We got to, you know, in America, and the IRS now comes and says, we've gotten rid of hobby farms. You're not allowed to write off any money you spend on this. If you don't make money on it, you got to pay us money on all this. And so the farms are all just shutting down. The government's just laughing. Yes. Oh, yes. We're domesticating them so well. So people just try to keep having a few cows, try to grow some peas or some pumpkins or some squash or some. The only way to make any money at it is you go out on the weekends, you work 7 days a week, you set up on the highway and sell peaches. And I see the articles every few days, SWAT team pulls up, they have an undercover walkover, you sell them peaches in a brown bag, and they get you on the ground, slam your head in the ground, and you didn't have a license for this. You didn't pay the fines or fees for the county. And now it's going to be federal fees and fines. Did you have a safety inspection of these peaches? Don't worry, if you gas the peaches like they do with pesticides or they're GMO, you can have whatever you want, it's going to be fine. But, and hey, you want it? You want to be slaves? You got it. You want government sticking their hands down your pants? You want government SWAT teaming Amish? You got it. You want to be slaves? It is just It is just amazing to have all of this going on. This is bondage. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to sit up here and explain to people that this is bondage. This is tyranny. This is high-tech tyranny. This is lunacy. And they get everybody to just play along with it like it's normal. I mean, they ship food in from Mexico where the people are defecating in the fields, and then people get salmonella and E. coli from it. I've looked into these outbreaks in the school lunch program, the hepatitis and the berries, remember that? And it's all out of Mexico. Did you know the beef and food out of Mexico doesn't even really get inspected? All the inspections are on us. Just like the small companies have to get the insurance for their employees, but all the big agribusiness and Walmart and McDonald's, they're exempt. Don't you get it? You're having financial war waged against you. You think the rich people that fly on private jets get searched? They drive right on the airport, no security, right on the plane. They got mistresses on board to service them. Literally, I've been at the airport, watched the private jets. They're running the 20-year-old prostitutes right on the plane. The execs are piling on. They're going to have a good time in Chicago or New York tonight. Meanwhile, you're there with your family, people sticking their hands down your pants. The executives are robbing everybody or just taking off. They're paying 2.4% tax. You're paying 40%. They're exempt from the health care. They wrote it to bankrupt you. It's all a big joke. They're mafia. They're hardcore. They own both political parties. They love it. And they're not going to stop. They're going to keep driving and driving and driving. They hope the economy falls apart. That's in the IMF documents, released 2002, BBC, Greg Palast. They want to bankrupt it. They can suck it up even faster then. We'll be right back.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
finished here. I'm going to hit some of it now. Won't have time for any other calls. I apologize, but I'll be back live tomorrow and on Friday. We got some big guests lined up tomorrow and on Friday. Be sure and join us and continue to spread the word about the transmission. We're really starting to have a big effect. Thanks to everybody taking action. Here's that article up at prisonplanet.com. Rockefeller Insider vowed in 1969, travel will be more difficult. And related to it's our article, Homeland Security trying to shut down air travel. Yeah, the power to tax is the power to destroy. Just like Rome controlled the roads and commerce. This is a big precedent-setting event. The feds are saying we're going to hire minimum wage security guards. They can do whatever they want. Something police can't do. Police can't randomly stick their hands down your pants. Nobody can. It's a crime. That's why a DA's vowed to prosecute. Congress is moving against it. And, yes, the private corporations will load up more bombs and blow up a few planes. And either you wake up to stage terror and finance provocateur terror, or you give in to them. Like sheep, humanity had better adjust to constant harassment as long as it tolerates globalist control. In 1969, the Rockefeller Insider, Richard Day, predicted in the future in these terms, travel would become very restricted. People would need permission to travel, and they would need a good reason to travel. If they didn't have a good reason for your travel, you would not be allowed to travel, and everyone would need an ID. Later on, some sort of device would be developed to be implanted under the skin that would be called specifically encoded to identify that individual. What had Rockefeller tell Aaron Russo? He told him, everybody's going to have a chip, but the elite's chip is going to say, kiss my rumpus. It's going to say, I'm above the law. By the way, Napolitano and Pistol, the head of the TSA, have now said that they go through pat-downs. I looked this up, and that's a lie. They both fly on private government jets. They pull in black SUVs and get on board. Just like all the rest of general aviation, what liars. They just lie, lie, lie. If your neighbor lied like this, you wouldn't associate with them. If your boss lied like this, you would quit. If your wife lied to you, your husband, you'd divorce them. I mean, they just vomit lies on us. These people are crooks. These people are scum. They're abusive thugs. Pelosi, that painted trollop, has now been elected minority leader again. Good. She's super unpopular and a great sign of Marie Antoinette arrogance. So that's good. Keep her in there. That's excellent. That's excellent. She'll be just as big a wake-up as Obama and Bush were. Sweet drinks, national sales tax cut. Now they always start with something that's seen as unpopular. Like, oh, let's ban free speech in Europe just for Nazis, and then it's for everybody. Oh, let's just put a national tax on bad things. And then once that precedent's set, they can do it to everything. Soda pop sales, tax target to cut deficit. What has the IMF and World Bank called for? They said, you will, Barroso, and Von Rumpy, who says nation states are dead earlier this week. What have they said? They said, we need VAT. We need sales taxes to fund this new world government. Now out in the open. And so they're going to start with something that everybody knows is bad. Corn syrup's bad. Soda pop's bad, but does it end? Warning of a death spiral without drastic changes. A group of experts in the U.S. federal deficit on Wednesday called for a 2011 Social Security tax holiday, a soft drink tax, and government spending freezes. We're going to give you a little tax cut on the income tax, but start up a parallel sales tax. How many years have I told you? Over a decade. They're going to have an income tax and a sales tax. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now with Key Info. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.